Shout out to everybody out there, guys, locked in, man. You know what time it is, man. We are live right now, Anchor right now. Shout out to everybody, guys, locked in, baby. It's the Trappers Back Show. You know what time it is. Shout out to everybody on Anchor. You know we live on the podcast, our podcast, man. You know, make sure everybody out there, guys, locked in. Make sure you follow us, man. You can go ahead and follow us at Trap House Sundays on IG. You know how we doing it. Theo Ross on Facebook, so you can see a live recording every time. We be going live from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. We be going live from 5 to 9. And then Sundays, 8 to 11 on the area, on the FM. You know how we doing it. And then Mondays, like today, from 5 to 7. You already know how we doing it, man. Travis back. Let's believe it. Y'all make sure y'all follow us, man. Just download the TuneIn app. You know what I'm saying? We go to Strong On Radio. You know how we doing it, man. We heard everywhere. You feel me? But shout out to everybody else locked in. You know what time it is. Like I said, man, it's Trappers Back Show, man. We getting it live. We going down this Sunday. You dig? We taking off, baby. God damn, they don't know about it, man. I swear to God, man, it's going to be crazy. You feel me? It's going to be crazy every time. I just want people to understand this. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., we are going live on the FL 88.7, the Blaze FM, you dig? All my artists are sending y'all music, man. We breaking records, man. You know how we doing the Trappers Back. That's what we here for, baby. You know what I mean? So you know what it is, man. For real, for real. We vibing right now. You know how we doing it. We staying focused, you dig? So y'all make sure y'all sending y'all music, man. You know how we doing it, man. Trap Our Sundays at yahoo.com. We are live. Let's go. You know how we doing it, man, each and every time. Straight up, man. Shout out to everybody in the building. You feel on time it is. We in the hitless bitch right now. My dog, DJ Hitman and crew. You know how we doing it, man. You feel me? So y'all make sure y'all follow us, man. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. We going to be doing it big every time, man. Let's go. It's that So Focus. Chop the screw.
I'm so focused.
Let's go.
I was on my money in my list. Fuck with them, I'm up. Bitch, a nigga let me know streets. Hold up. You know when I roll up with the race. Lending is all of my stitch. I be smoking gelato, just lotto, just
say. Let's go. I be getting that money, it's all day. Them know. Nigga, let me get that money the fast way.
Call that bitch classy.
Goddamn.
One in my ear. Bring this on the highway. Bitches can see me, I'm flying. Like a bird. If that's my money, I'm all in.
What's up, love?
That my word. Swipe it, those wipers, they balling. It's all around the world. City to city, all we your girl. She bless the water, I break it to the mirror.
What?
Living every day like it's a bird.
So that's So Focused, man. You already know what time it is, man. On the Southern Comfort album coming out soon. I'm straight like that, man. My Black Ram. Trey Live. Let's go. Hey. Focus.
Always on my. Money in my list. Fuck with them, I'm up. Bitch, a nigga let me do streets. Hold up.
Let's go.
I wanna roll up with the race. Lending is all of my.
Let's go!
One in my head. I'm on the highway. She just see me, I'm flying. but I am buried. Nigga, my money and money. That my word. Fuck all those times they ball in. Bitch, all around the world. City to city, on the earth. She bless the poor, I bring it to the bird. Let me song, be like it's the first. Got in the sheets like I'm Sonic. Just to get out the closet, got you calling in. Rolling around with the five. Got a guy that's never gonna stall me. And I hustle on big. Bitch, I got me in paid. Keep the bitch on the plate. Bitch, I'm focused on me. Always on my phone. Money in my money in my list. Don't put that my time up, time up.
Let's go.
Bitch, a nigga like me don't stress, stress. Hold up. And when I'm rolling out of the wrist, mine is a linen and land in my chest. Bitch, I be smoking till smoking to piss. Hey.
Let's go.
Yeah. I said that money is on my mind, money. Yeah. Bitch, I'm never gonna waste time. Bitch, I'm always on my time.
She looking all sexy. She got her little lingerie.
Oh, man. That's
a always. He came in all lingerie. I'm like, what the hell?
That's
a
always.
This is not a nightgown session.
This is not lingerie.
All this see-through stuff. Look at him.
It is see-through.
Perky.
Okay, but it's not lingerie.
They looking perky.
No, I thought that was part of the shirt.
Oh, I did too. Really I thought he could see though.
I didn't even know.
Hey,
I'm going to
X-ray.
Right. How was everybody's weekend?
Yeah,
everybody had a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
I had a good one.
Yeah?
It was good.
What about y'all MLK Day? What y'all doing?
Work? Yeah, I'm talking what?
You ain't supposed to work on MLK Day?
I think that's a great day to work, you know what I'm saying? Show that, you know, black power and strength. Real talk.
Man. Did y'all watch the virtual parade on Channel 10?
There was?
Yeah, there was a virtual parade.
How did that go?
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did they march?
They honestly did a good job.
Did they march in place or what? How did that go? How you do a virtual parade?
No, so they, you know, they had a couple of floats. They had a couple of performers and stuff.
Where?
The same street that
Okay, so they did do the parade.
They did do a little, they did a little virtual parade. Plus they did flashbacks of last year's parade and, you know, just little things, little tidbits that Martin Luther King would say, you know, things like that. But it was nice. They did a wonderful job.
Okay,
a wonderful job. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it now.
You better.
I will.
Hey, shout out to Martin Luther King, man. I'm going to do a little.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we ride.
Let's do a nice little salute.
Nice little salute. All night.
One thing I heard. Uh-oh, that was my fault, y'all.
One thing I wasn't vibing was how I couldn't find me a slingshot to go hop out there in the streets.
I seen a couple of niggas in slingshot.
I was trying to sling it. I was trying to sling it for
sling it and bring it.
Let me tell you, I said, hey, listen, I wasn't even trying to bullshit on this yet, man. I had this specific slingshot. I'm still not going to call the name of it out, but it's some fly shit, you feel me? Like some speed racing shit, some shit you have to hop out and do the
go speed racing.
Okay, you so do the explain pole for right those quick. Who do not know what a slingshot is.
Okay,
is it like an actual slingshot?
No. Slingshot. You know them Rough Rider bikes back in the day.
Got you.
Yeah, them three wheel shits.
Yeah.
It's the new version of those. You know what I'm saying?
And they call them a slingshot.
Yeah, the ones where you got the two seaters.
Yeah,
people be looking like they outside.
Yeah, I'm one of those that want to sit on the side, like. I want to be on the passenger side.
My little cousin, they ride passenger.
I just want to
get young. They rented one, and the nigga that was driving got drunk. He flew out of and broke his arm.
No.
About 2 weeks ago.
That shit fast, man.
No. Yeah, that nigga broke his arm, man.
They fast. Be underestimating it.
It's actually literally a motorcycle.
Well, they need helmets.
They consider it a motorcycle. It looked like a car, but it's a motorcycle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the one I'm talking about is faster than them.
Wow.
And it looks classicer.
Yeah,
classier.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them seat belts.
That's exactly what they need.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in none of them.
Man, you don't want to get
into
the one I'm talking about. Okay.
No, I don't want to get in none of them.
I shouldn't do this, but I doubt people are going
to
do
it. Man, I used to ride a mess out of
Vander Hall.
Listen, you know the motorcycle
I was said on? It. I ain't gonna say it again.
Okay, remember the motorcycle I was on shop to the green one?
Yeah.
I done rode that one.
Okay.
So my partner motorcycle, but I started riding motorcycles and riding anything that look like it's gonna hurt me, man.
Well these slingshots, you know, they're more
man, them things
you can't like, fall off a slingshot.
Like you're getting a Lamborghini. It's not like you getting a Lamborghini open.
Basically. Right, but then don't drive fast.
They got
seats. Anything like that, you cannot drive fast. Even if you don't want to, you'll be doing. He just tell you. Mm. You get on the expressway, you don't even know you're doing 100 because it's so smooth. You just moving like I'm going to 100 already. You don't even know you up to 100 unless you get the thermometer, the speed zone.
And unless you got some influence on you, goddamn, with that damn radio in that bitch.
Some song on playing, nigga. You be riding this thing, boy. You will be wide open, man.
Looking like Bad Boys. Looking like Bad Boys Return. I swear to God.
Hey, but anyway, man, we finna get ready to do a little tribute to the old great Martin Luther King, man. I just picked a couple of songs that I felt like, you know what I'm saying, like what's going on, and you know what I'm saying, Stairway to Heaven, and We Are One. So I'm gonna go ahead and do my little, you know, tribute real quick. Hey, shout out Martin Luther King. We love you, man. Happy birthday, man.
Straight.
Climbing the stairway to heaven.
Yeah, right now we shouting out Martin Luther King. You feel me? Dedicating these songs to him. You feel me?
Walking the road.
We can trap. You know how we doing it. Let's go.
Taking the load off this old world off our shoulders. Here we go, still in a
what you want of me. Everywhere I'm looking, man. Little tribute to Martin Luther King, man. Man, that started, we had a dream. Yeah. Wanna go, what you wanna go. And we appreciate the love you did for us, Martin Luther King. You stepped out on your own, man. You had a dream. You know what I'm saying? Spark the world, man. Right now, yeah. Little, you know what I'm saying? Tripping to Martin Luther King, man. Yeah. Color, not by sight. We all family, man, at the end of the night, man. Yeah. Equal equality to for everybody. Yeah, we on the government order. Trust me. Do it then. all one, man. We riding and cruising. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Do it then. Tell him what?
Classics, man. Classics.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that man now set a goal, and he met his goal, you know what I'm saying? And he died for equal rights and equality for the blacks. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We not prejudiced no kind of way, but everybody know that, you know, you're going to stick up for what you believe in and what you're trying to do, man. That's the most important in your whole life, sticking up for what you believe in, you know?
Nice.
We had to give him a shout-out and a tribute, man.
For sure.
Toss, get your ass out there,
phone. Let me ask you a question, though, man. Do you think in our day and age right now, you feel me, with all the stuff that's going on within our culture, you feel me, do you think our culture will breed a new Martin Luther King or Malcolm X?
The way the economy and how the world is set now, it's no such thing as color no more. I'm just being real with you, because our younger generation don't even know nothing about the struggles and the fights and the rights that we went through when we was younger, in the 70s and the 80s, you know what I'm saying? They don't see that now.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Some, you know, the most kids, like my nephews and stuff, they best friends, you know, they best friends is, you know, the other, you know, white people, you know? It's no, I don't know what to really say, you know what I'm saying? But everybody is hanging together now, and that's a good thing.
Well, in my opinion, it may not be like a Martin Luther King, it may not be Malcolm X, as Sajidson said, right? Because at that time there was segregation. Now, yeah, granted, we all are coming together as one, but there's still racism, right?
Racism never going to change by racism,
right?
Because
there may not be, like I said, there may not be a specific Malcolm X or Martin Luther King, but there will be
somebody,
because something's going to happen. The same way there was Rodney King. Remember back in the day, there was Rodney King. There was a riot and people looted and they did all of that. We didn't think that it would happen again last year.
Right.
Did we or did we not?
But still, it was more white people looting than it was blacks.
Regardless of what it is.
Back in the days, it was just all
there
black.
There was still a riot.
A black person seeing a white
still
person,
protesters
they would jump on,
because you know a black man died. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because of the police. So it may not be a specific Martin Luther King. It may not be a specific, you know what I mean? But there will be someone.
Yeah, someone is going to be something
but y'all don't understand is people already there in place and empowerment. Y'all just don't see them because they're not fighting it like that, like how it was. It's not strong as it was, I'm telling you. They're not trying to really say they don't want the pressure.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, listen to me. A lot of them don't want that pressure. It's a lot go behind that. It's just not, hey, I'm gonna stick my neck out for everybody.
Your life is on the line.
Yeah, your life is really on the line every time.
Right. That's why I'm thinking. That's why I feel like.
That's what I'm trying to say. Their life was on the line. They gone.
Right. But
that's the reason why they gone.
There will be someone.
You forgot. Not gonna care about a sniper. He didn't die like natural causes.
But we know that.
You know. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you go to an actual young person that's 10 years old or 11, they don't even know nothing about none of that. So it's like when I was 10, 11 years old, I knew what was going on.
But we don't know what the future holds, because there's going to be something that's going to happen for one of our kids to become that, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But regardless of what it is, I feel like history repeats itself.
I'm
going to
tell you in the sense of what you're saying, like Obama was that person. But you didn't look at it like that because, you know why? The equalness of life now. I'm telling you, Obama was, he stepped out the box.
I ain't gonna lie.
To be able to be the president and all. You know, that was a big
when he
step. Got,
when he became president, it felt like black history was being made in front of your eyes.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And the thing is,
but you ain't gonna look at
how
like
can
that
I say it though?
What's going on?
It was damn near the same importance when George Floyd got that knee on his neck, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But it was in reverse. But the thing that I feel like, okay, what will it take? Because I feel like we're getting desensitized every time we see a black person get killed on the news every time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the more they show it, the more people get normalized to it. And the thing about it is, I don't know what else would it take for us to make a change. Like, you could say change has happened in a sense where, you know, they painting Black Lives Matter all over the place and stuff like that for them. But then, is it really change? Because my whole thing is, you just seen a whole bunch of people riot. You seen a whole bunch of disruption. But then you didn't see nothing concrete happen after that. And it died down like every last time. It always happens.
They just
happens.
Did a tribute on him yesterday on Court TV. They just did an hour tripping on him, what happened, how it started, what was going behind it. But that's the whole thing I'm trying to tell you. At the end of the day, we understand that because we are older and we know what the struggle was and we see it. Mm-hmm. The reason why you haven't seen nothing because it's a new coach out there. Y'all gotta understand. That's just like when you was young, you looked at your mom and them, I don't listen to them, I ain't gonna. The same thing with us. Y'all forgot we're a little older. So we not really the community no more. Call us the laid backs now. Cause you know what I'm saying? They are the ones in the forefront. Like,
that's what I was just saying.
Or wherever you go at, them are the people leading and running stuff. That's like Martin Luther King. He wasn't old. He was young at that time. Him and Malcolm X. So that's, I'm just saying, like, it's so much like, it's like, it's like how painting history. If you wasn't there to see it, you won't know nothing about it. We was there to see it. Mm-hmm. No matter how old you was, whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to see nothing. Like, my mama couldn't go to the water fountain, a certain water fountain.
Yeah.
We was getting fed out the back doors. I wasn't around that. So I can't really say how would I feel. That's like even slavery. I can't sit up and say, hey, boy, if I, like a lot of people say, boy, if I was a slave, boy, I would have been fighting back. You can't say that because you wasn't there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kunta Kinte tried it out. He tried it out. They made him call himself Toby. Y'all seen it? Yeah, I'm just being real. They made him change his name quick. If he didn't want to change it, they made him change it. He ran away 4 or 5 times. They started cutting off limbs. Get that nigga told. You know what I'm saying? He running no more. I'm just telling you, like, they was finding ways to stop you. You know what I'm saying? It took, a lot of people know, we was free, and it took almost 3 years for all the blacks to really find out they was free. They was still being slaves, common slaves, because they didn't have no newspaper or no internet, none of that.
Right.
Nothing, they couldn't read all right. So they didn't know we was free when
whatever they tell you.
When the president let us free, Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they still didn't know a couple of years later that we was free, but we wasn't out of the, you know,
the mindset.
Yeah, the mindset of it. And number two, they still were treating us the same. So what's the being free if you don't have equal equality? So right. It's a lot of stuff that went behind that. But even then,
but like back then, of course, once we realized that we were free or whatever, there was Black Wall Street, right?
Mm.
And what happened with Black Wall Street?
They destroyed it.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So
Black Panthers?
They destroyed it.
Right. So,
but Black Wall Street didn't start until the early 1900s. It wasn't.
But regardless of what it is.
But regardless of what it is,
they thought, and I'm sure they thought that, okay, everything is cool now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For their time, they thought that everything was cool. So now, us as Black people, we're getting our shit together or whatever. We have our banks. We have, you know, coming together collectively, of course. It was something that they did not want to see.
Right.
So that was at their time. So for our kids now, we don't know what the future is going to hold. So we can't say that, no, there's not going to be a Martin Luther King. We can't say that, no, there's not going to be a Malcolm.
It's not going to be that intense. I don't care.
We don't know that.
It'll never be that intense today because we're not at that level. We're not living like that now. If you do something to anybody, equal equalities right now almost. We're like 80% right now. It's not like we was like back in those days. It was like 20%. Like, you can step out, but you might lose your life. You know what I'm saying? You can step out, and something might happen to you. You can step out and kill somebody.
But we don't know what their struggles are going to be at that time.
Yeah, but
they
ain't
going to
be strong as our time.
You don't know that, though.
And we never go back to slavery. It'll never go back to slavery.
We're not saying that it's going to go back
to
slavery.
Yeah, but that's what you're saying. It's going to be to the point where you have to step out that big because slavery is involved. It's not
when they got rid of Black Wall Street, it didn't go back to slavery. So, of course, now it's not going to go back to slavery. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we don't know what the future is going to hold. We don't know what our kids...
You're right on that, but I'm just telling you, it's not going to be...
Their struggles are going to be.
Yeah, but
because it's still, regardless of what it is, there is still racism.
I don't care what you say.
And that's still going to be a problem.
Racism always going to be a problem, but they still going to be the same. Like I said, more people are like best friends now with the white economy. My best friend in the world, and I do anything for him, sitting right there, he's Italian.
Right.
That's my best friend, real
right.
talk.
So
like, on everything,
different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that nigga to the point, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to tell you, it's not going to be like that. Because if I was his best friend, you know who would get killed? Me. Back in them days, a Black man could not be best friends with a white man.
Right.
But look, I could do that now. Mm. So I'm just trying to tell you, it's not going to go that intense. We might have somebody to step up out of the box and start talking, quote unquote, like I just said, Obama did it. You just ain't looking
but
at
Obama
like that because
wasn't
he was
the only
president.
Person. You had,
no, I understand
who
that.
Who was the
but
other rapper
you,
that got killed?
Nipsey.
Nipsey Hussle, right. And he was, you know what I mean? He was doing so much. Not saying that, of course, I'm not saying white people killed him.
Yeah,
whatever
but
the case is.
He was still hanging on white people.
One of our own, right. But what I'm
back in them days,
Obama
Martin King
wasn't
and all the one hanging on white people.
Trying to.
Especially Malcolm X. Malcolm X said he don't want no whites around.
I think Malcolm X.
But that was back
like
then.
You feel me? Like,
Martin
that's what I'm
Luther
trying
King
to say.
Had,
he yeah,
some,
he had a little Nipsey there and there, but I'm talking about Malcolm X was like all Black. I don't want nobody else around. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not like that.
He's on a hands on approach.
You feel me? And he said he war for war. You do something to him, he gonna do something to you.
Right.
You feel me? So I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying. You're 100,000% right. But I'm just trying to tell you the way it's gonna happen, it's not gonna be that intense. if it do somebody step out the box.
It'll be it's not gonna be that intense.
He could walk around by himself probably.
It'll be intense for them.
Like back in them days, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King walk around with an army almost, cause they had to be protected. You know what I'm saying? And you see, when he wasn't protected, he's standing up there on top of the stairs at a hotel to get killed. You understand what I'm saying? That's like, that's crazy.
But
you know,
it was set up for him to be in that room.
Okay, like, all that. You feel me? Mm. You know, I understand you saying it right. You ain't, you never know what can happen. Because always anything can happen and everything is impossible. Nothing is impossible in the world. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can never say, this person going to be that person. Or this person going to be better. Or he ain't. You can never say that. Man, look at this fool, man. What are you spotting?
Wow.
Spinning. We looking at a little high-speed chase, too, on the road.
Oh, there go the diamonds.
Yeah, they,
the police knocked him out. Oh, this nigga running. This nigga said, I'm tired. He laid on the ground in the middle of the street. But it should have ran him over.
See?
He should have been over with it all.
Okay, but they ain't got to run him over.
He just said, because he got on this little sexy lingerie. I think you can't hit that tight stuff tonight. Who you can't entice? V? V.
No.
She can't entice you, fam.
Not at all. Not at all.
Got a little see-through on, little chicka-chicka chain.
Oh, no.
So, do you feel like this whole thing with Congress and the MAGA people, do you think it's so cool that they're trying to do? Like,
I think it's a stand, like I'm trying to tell her right now. It's not blacks doing the stand no more. You see who's doing it now.
Right.
It's the white economy doing
it. And I get it.
It's not the black economy.
I know.
And they tied all this foolishness they sell. Like, you don't understand. They standing up for us, too, injustice. You know what I'm saying? They not just standing up for them. Because the injustice against, that y'all don't know, always been the main promotions and the promoter of all this foolishness is the government.
You think who's standing up for us?
The white economy right now, when they go and do all this stuff and run
the
inside
protesters?
These places. What you think? They
you,
black?
You said that they doing that for who, though?
They doing it for themselves. They doing it for us, too.
For
because
themselves.
They,
no,
listen
no, no, no.
to me. They
They're
doing
this
for all equality. What's
no.
your name?
They were doing
they
that for
They might be doing
themselves.
It for themselves, but guess what? That's helping
they
us, too.
They are not worried about us.
Okay, you might. I don't care. You're right or wrong, but I'm telling you. What they are doing, they are not going against black people. They are going against the government, the same people that held us down. The government. Mm. Everything you thinking of, the government is the main promoter of it.
No.
You don't think that?
Promoter of that.
You don't think when slavery's around, the government wasn't promoting that? You think they had laws? Where you think laws come from?
I know.
The government.
The government.
Okay, so who you think was running the government?
And I
so who you think they doing right now? They not protesting against black. Who they protesting against? The government. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They going at them. They tied a lot of foolishness too. Even if it ain't for us, they still see a lot of flaws and foolishness. A lot of laws need to be changed that don't even need to be in place right now. There's
right.
so many laws in
favor,
that's in
though?
Place.
In whose favor? In whose favor?
I don't care if they're nobody's favor.
No,
they can change
no,
the
no,
way
that,
I'm what they doing.
But,
hey,
no, that,
what I see them doing,
right
I'm happy.
There, no, that response right there is not called for. Like, oh, you don't care. You should care. That's the problem.
Man, listen to me.
They protesting
the
change.
That,
right.
Say
but
it again.
Who,
say it again.
No.
I don't care who was for. First, you got to start
but
somewhere.
You should care.
You have to start
just
somewhere.
Just the word right now.
Thank you. They think they got to be somewhere. But listen, that shows you that they'll stand up for themselves. But that shows you how much they are standing up for themselves and what they
and
believe in.
And they were still
in.
Standing up for themselves back then. So my
not
thing
like
is,
that.
Who are
not
they,
like that.
Who are they
the government.
Trying to get changed for, though?
The government. I don't care what they're trying to get changed for. They're not saying nothing about
but
us.
But you should
They're
care.
Not mad at us. They're not
Whether
mad
they
at us.
Whether they're mad at us or not.
They're not making the government and beef up their staff and all that because of us. They beefing up everything because they know white people going all in.
Right.
They ain't like us. We going to stand way back. And let them put a little one guard up in front of us and be pushing us back. They don't see that. Mm-hmm. They running past the whole security up front, knocking them down, fighting them,
which
and
is
doing.
Problem.
And we could, if we do that, I'm gonna
my
tell
problem.
You, blacks do it. You know what's gonna happen?
We get shot.
Thank you.
My
say it again.
With,
if we ran that like that, what would happen? Let them do
we
it.
We got shot.
Dude, I'm glad they're doing it for us.
My problem.
Let them
with
do
that
it.
Is
I'm
right
not
now.
Gonna do that.
They not doing
I ain't
why
trying
now?
To chance it.
Why now?
Why now?
Yeah,
because
why?
They're losing
Trump
their guy.
Because Trump is not.
They're losing their guy, man.
Right.
Listen.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm losing too. I'm with him.
That's the Messiah, dog.
So
let's be real.
I know.
That's their Messiah,
I
bro.
Crazy.
This MAGA shit is really a cult. If you think about it, bro, MAGA, the whole MAGA movement is now considered a cult because Trump is really like their savior in a sense, bro. People have taken Lysol poison and killed themselves because of word.
Listen, when they did a similar chat with Trump, what Trump was doing, get in the way. Now they doing it, they half cutting. Come on, man. Trump still went and tried to fight to get 2,000.
I fuck with Trump because Trump is for everybody getting business. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you trying to get a bit, listen to the thing about Trump that I fuck with. You know, he don't see color when it comes to you trying to start up a business. If you trying to get your shit off the ground, color has nothing to do with Trump.
If you about business, Trump fuck with you, all them grants, all them business stuff, he giving it to you.
And that's what I fuck with, because me as an entrepreneur trying to get it, I'm glad that there's somebody that doesn't let color be the reason.
Your dream and your business.
Right. If anything, he likes seeing a black man or a black young woman.
You need to be calling him for a grant.
I'm telling you, he likes seeing black people ask about business things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That man, he's a businessman.
But that's what you want.
I
think he's very smart as a businessman.
Listen.
He's very smart as a business person. Mm-hmm. And I will give him kudos for that. Mm-hmm. But him as a person, because we already know that he's a damn jackass, so I'm not gonna say that. But let's be real.
Let me say something about that, right? Would you rather deal with somebody who you know that's a good quote unquote person in the public figure, but then fuck up everything, or would you rather somebody that's an asshole but then gives you stuff that you need?
But that's why I said I respect him as a business person.
Lady, you need to call him and get him some little grant on.
But who would you rather though?
And listen, I just got a cousin.
Would you rather Hillary that is somebody that you could vibe with, but then she's the main one why you ain't had no father? She's the main reason why your brothers and nephews, uncles, cousins, all up in prison.
Can't have a boyfriend.
She's the main reason why.
Is she the main reason?
Yes, she is. Her and Biden. Biden did this, and Condoleezza.
Yeah.
That's why they understand why people vote Democrat. Not Condoleezza. We know what I'm talking about. She looking like a cousin. My little cousin just got a loan for
$1.2 million just about a week ago. So I'm trying to tell you, like, Trump getting that money out. So what you talking about? Go ahead.
You sure you want to put your cousin business out there for that 1.2?
I said my cousin. I ain't say his name.
Cause
his name's Jeffrey Floyd.
Wasn't it? I can't. Oh my god. He was scamming. He had good credit. It's all on credit.
Straight up.
No, but like I said, him as a business person, I respect him for him being a businessman. Like, he's very smart. I commend him for that as a business person. But him as a person, like, personally,
Everybody knows he's an asshole. He's on Twitter right now. But let's be real.
You wouldn't deal with him as a person.
Yeah, you shouldn't be dealing with another person.
You wouldn't even.
Ain't nobody tell you to hang with him.
Nobody, no president, any one of us. I want to pick his brain. That's business.
You talking personal mean you hanging out with him.
No.
We ain't talking about no business.
I would not hang out with him.
You know what I'm saying? That's personal.
No.
That's not business.
No.
We know he an asshole. We know this. The nigga was grabbing coochies. You know he ain't right. We know this. The man was grabbing coochies. The man won't pay no taxes. Come on.
There's another thing on that grab coochie thing, man. Isn't it bad if the coochie lets you grab it?
No.
That's a different story.
No, I just had to say
would you let him grab your coochie?
Fuck no.
If you... And I, listen, listen, listen.
take you out of it, right? If you was in the bus, right, and you see your homeboy vibing and some hoes that came on the bus, right?
Okay.
Boom, 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 right? And you the homegirl now. You the chick in the squad that watch over your homeboys, make sure they don't do nothing stupid.
Okay.
And you peep game that these girls is on some shown shit and they letting it happen. Now you seen them let the shit slide, like buddy on the ground on the coochie, she ain't shake nothing. If anything, she all for it, right? But then so happened after the next day, they go out and say, oh, they was molested and all type of shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it is right because of this Me Too era that your friend should go to jail automatically and nobody should listen to what he has to say? They should take the victim's...
No. I feel like, of course, he would need to.
Yeah.
Bill Cobb, that girl was consenting. She took the pill on her own. She said it all. And then she going to talk about the man.
I be feeling like it's some real creep shit that's geared to take a powerful out.
Right, of course, and I agree. But that's why you should do everything with a contract. Like, you have to have your NDAs. You have to have those disclosures. You have to have that agreement. If you are, again, famous, you know, basketball player,
that's
football
a sad
player,
thing that
artist,
carry
whatever
a,
the case is, whatever you do, you have to have that NDA. You know what I mean? You have to have a contract.
You gotta have that. People
you have to. If you don't, then I think you're an idiot.
So can you imagine being in a VIP with a lawyer right there vibing with you?
No.
hey, you know, if you're coming in this section, Tom.
I'm up in VIP.
You gotta sign this contract.
No, I'm gonna tell you, they also have the QR codes now. So you can't, like, listen.
Put your name in the phone.
You're right. Like, okay, look, scan this QR code, sign that, and then we can get with it. So...
Okay.
You say what?
Somebody done you like that?
No, ain't nobody did me like that. But you know, I'm just preparing myself because, you know.
Oh, you gonna sign it? Are you gonna sign it?
Listen.
No, I asked you. Are you gonna sign it?
No.
If you come up to a professional person and they say sign this code before you start talking to me, are you gonna sign it?
Depends on the player.
Right. Honestly, and I'm gonna be honest, I think it depends on the person.
And I just said it. I said a professional person.
It depends on the person. I need to get to the bag.
Keep it real. Fuck it. I ain't mad at that. Goddamn.
I need to get to the bag.
That's
the same way they try to get to the bag. I need to get the bag.
I ain't mad at you because, no, I tell everybody this, man. Everybody, I don't care who you is, you got a price. Don't try it like you don't.
Right,
gangsters and that, especially women. Mm. Y'all just stop that, act like ain't no price. Everybody got a price.
Of course.
Just got to meet your price or what your budget is. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I just wish the interaction between men and women was less gimmicky.
Yeah.
No, and
you
I agree.
Let's be straight up. Come on, you know a nigga, hey.
No, it starts with the men.
Hey, then when you finally get it, she calls you.
Okay, so explain this.
This ain't how this works.
So explain this. What you mean gimmicky starts with the guys?
It do.
How?
I mean, okay, because
I gotta hear this shit.
I feel like...
Where niggas be trying to fuck and y'all be talking about it? Where's the gimmick at?
Where's the gimmick when niggas clean? I gotta hear it.
Where's the gimmick
when niggas clean?
Yes! Let me talk!
Let's go in, boy.
No, I feel like chivalry is dead, right? Guys.
Why?
Because guys do not
do
their part. What
is we trying to find out what you're talking about? What is their part?
And then not even that, like, you guys have to get to know the person. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, get to know her. Find out what she like.
Nah, it ain't that much.
Okay,
right.
But
so what y'all expect for a girl just to give y'all some pussy and then y'all not
come on. It gets to the first get to the know person part, right? Okay, I love to get to know you, right? But then
I ain't know that girl.
Listen,
I did not.
I'm at. Listen, let's give it a real scenario. We in the club, right? We're in the club at the bar. Boom, boom, boom. I want to get to know you, right?
Right.
But then it depend on. I have to meet a certain criteria for you to even speak to me on some G shit.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So there's the gimmick right there instead of people just being blah, rah.
No.
Listen to me.
Exactly.
Man, I done had some girls all that she talking about, never know. I'm her mama, just another, I don't know, family, I don't know if she got kids.
Uh-huh.
And she just, I felt like Slick Rick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like, come on. This ain't no, like I said, man, stop acting like this.
So, again, stop acting
like this 1900s when it's 2000-something.
So, everybody, you think that a female's now supposed to just man, automatically, man, she's you ain't got, but you tell her me, she wanna
listen,
and she's supposed okay to just give it up?
All right, listen.
No.
Okay,
no.
If it's good,
if you, want
you can
that,
wait 1,000 years.
Chick,
if it ain't no, no good, he gonna leave
go
anyway.
Go get the chick, regardless of what it is. If you want somebody, if you want a female to just automatically give you pussy, then go find that.
That's your standards.
Right. But...
but I know some
again,
female, like, pretty models like that,
okay,
and they do it. They, you know how many people fly
but
all over? Listen,
down.
You know how many females fly all over the world?
Because they
for
got
every
flued
event,
out. Because
for
they
every
got
event,
out.
No, I'm just telling you, for every event, looking
but
for a nigga. Am I right or wrong? You like me, you don't move around.
But they looking
I know
for
you don't
ballers,
move
yeah. They looking
listen,
for ballers.
Listen,
they looking for ballers.
I don't been around females. We get to a
town.
We get to a town. We don't know no girls. By the end of the night, we got 20 girls running around the room naked. Like, come on, man. I can't go with that because you got a more modern set form about yourself. I understand that. I'm not telling you to stop your morals and values, but I'm just trying to tell you, there's some gold diggers out there for real.
Right,
and they don't
that
care nothing about what you're talking about. Boy, they at
but
the,
then,
like
again,
you just said, they at the bag. They don't care nothing about that.
That's
they don't care
about
they want the bag. They got to pay their bills when they get back
right
home. They got to
live. But
child,
what I'm saying is,
yeah, but
some men
also
act like they can't.
You got to fit that criteria, though. Yeah,
no,
he ain't going. They ain't going. They ain't going to gold dig on no average nigga. You know?
Man, I used to be in church and all that, man. You know, he used to be at me more than anybody.
The older ladies.
Dressed every week, brand new clothes every week, fresh.
Why?
The church
but,
ladies.
Right. Yeah. Because,
you know how many church ladies I wiped out?
Like you just said. Yeah. Because nigga, you had new
hey,
clothes
I went to all
every
pool
week.
Bits, nigga,
so I'm they saying figured hey, that you had money.
All them sitting by again and all don't know how to nigga that nigga hit.
Because they figured you had money.
You sitting by that girl.
That's the only reason why. Because they figured
it
you had
no
money.
It wasn't about no money.
You
got to...
You don't think that it was about money?
I never not had money, but I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the day, I never been...
I know what you're talking about.
I never had a day when I felt poor.
The only reason why... these women were
no,
coming to you is because
man,
they thought
no,
you had
no,
money.
I got
especially
swag.
If
I got a
because you
about
thought
myself.
You had money.
No, they got
a nigga could
money.
Have as
they,
much swag as
about
whatever.
They
if a female,
about no money. They would take care of me, give me stuff. They would take care of me, give me money.
Come on. Now.
I had a female that brought
on.
Me a concert.
Come
I'm just
on.
Telling you some stuff. That's
so,
facts.
So
what you talking about? You ain't biased by the nigga swag. You know where pimps come from? They come from swag. It ain't got nothing to do with. They ain't got nothing to do with money. If you got swag and you know how to carry yourself, a female gonna be at you. It
that's,
ain't got nothing
facts.
To do with money. That's what you
facts.
Thinking. It's not about money. I done seen so many times niggas just swag. Next thing, no boom. And damn, I just ain't say nothing but hey, baby. Ooh. And the way I said it made her feel like, ooh.
Simple
really
plain,
simple
the pookie
and
the pookie
how old,
and
I'm sorry.
Thing.
And how old were these women? They had to be in their 50s.
No, you no. Tripping.
Hey,
that, right, that's
hey,
what
yo.
They had
my
to
baby
be.
Mama 20, nigga, my baby mama 26 years old. You tripping. Man, you wouldn't know who you playing with.
Okay.
I don't walk around Miami and say, that nigga, yeah. That nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, I be in the club, the nigga at the club. And Studio 183, y'all gonna do that at the best place to stop. Hey, yeah, but I go through that man every week with my eyes closed. I get them. They sit there and watch me. Come up to me, who you is? What you do? Oh, John, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm coming Thursday, son.
That's
why I'm coming Thursday, son.
Come.
What?
And I can show you pictures. I ain't talking about no straggle. I'm talking about top line, top
that was a
knot.
Creole warrior right there. That was Creole.
That's what?
That was a Creole warrior right there.
It was. You heard it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, I'm wet.
She said she wet.
No, I did not say that. Okay.
Okay.
Did not say that.
Did mine.
I hope you
know. Did not say that at all.
Hey,
nah.
I gotta keep my. No.
Yeah, but it be late over that 183, man.
Leave me alone.
How to say that shit?
Nah, man. Cause I gotta keep my swag going. One of your friends. I ain't calling no names. I ain't gonna ever throw swag. And she at me, I'm getting, you can look at my Texas. Like, and I ain't even did nothing. I wet. Like you just said, if you didn't say it, wet. You want me to throw the ball? I get to it. Look. Yeah, you quiet now.
I do want to see
your
it.
Your friend.
No, I do want to see it.
No, because you let me see
I
that
did.
Girl picture last week.
Because you ain't got no IG.
I seen it anyway. You took it, you made a flyer. Ah!
I know that. I know
she was
I did. All
right. She wasn't like, oh my God. Oh,
no. What are you talking about?
She was all gorgeous. Right. Listen to me, man.
She was gorgeous.
You need to hang with me and you'll see what I'm talking about. Gorgeous.
I'll wait one night. Okay.
She been around me, yeah. She ain't seen just one room.
What nights, man? What
she
nights?
She ain't seen me at work. He done seen me at work. Nigga, I used to be on the beach. I done been everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I done seen some, like, models, Russians, and he know. Like, real. Like, you be like, damn, nigga. They so easy. Tell them about the Russian girls.
The Russians be out there.
Man, them Russian girls be taking care of you.
Yeah, that's a
give
fact.
Give you stuff. Like, right? What do you want?
That's a fact. That's why I try to tell niggas to travel because, listen, there's places in the world, man,
that
kiss black men feet. Listen, these women treat you like kings.
I told you,
but, okay, so with that, no. So with that being said, so, no, don't do that. But with that being said.
Oh, you can't be Martin. You putting.
With that being said.
Huh?
She put dildos in her little coochie.
Shut. What that got to do with anything? Anyways.
She's a freak.
Anyways.
Okay.
So, you said...
What's your name? What's tell me your...
What did you just say?
What's
you
your
said
company
women kiss the black men's feet like they're kings.
Yes. Yes.
So...
They treat you like kings.
Okay, and what are you doing?
She ain't gonna do that.
What are you doing?
She going at the bank.
For them to do,
not even about me doing anything.
Yeah, it's just being
let
you.
Me tell you, I'm gonna give you the example straight up. Like I had a friend. Yeah, just being yourself. Like they just love black guys for like. I'm gonna give it to you. Like in America, it's like what can you do for me? When you get out of the country, man,
it's just a fact
that they just want to be cool with you because you're black.
Okay.
Like they just want to be down, like that's they feel like they feel like they want like when I go out of town, like if out of Jamaica, fucking Cuba, anywhere,
mm-hmm.
international people they come running to us because I say me my vibe, they just love it. They just be like, yo, you're so cool, man, yo,
exactly.
And the fact that they can say that they have an American friend,
uh-huh.
somebody, yeah, they sometimes they'll take you to their spots and they take it to their people, and the girls once the girls find out you're American, okay, boom, we already know. And low key, the underlying is they want to fuck so they can go to America, right? Boom. All right, stop right there.
No. Stop right there.
Okay,
exactly what you said.
Yeah.
The reason why they sit there and kiss your feet and make y'all feel like y'all worth it.
Uh-huh.
Not saying that y'all not, because you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I love me a black king. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly mm-hmm. do. But the reason why they do... The reason why they do that is because they want something in return.
But that's like...
It's a give and take.
It might be that, but sometimes... No, because sometimes the nigga don't even leave. They stay there. Like, I know a lot of black guys that leave America and don't even go. So if it's that, then, you know, he would be left with the girl. But the thing is, they move over there and stay with them. The thing is, it's about the treatment.
Right, but the same, I feel like the same treatment that those men give to these foreign women.
I was man, we just was getting hot.
Why can y'all not do that?
But it's not us giving it to them. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not a treatment we give to them. It's no different. It's the treatment. It's the treatment that the woman gives to us. It's a natural affection. Like
okay, and
it's not even something that we ask for. It's just something they just love to give.
This is the most she ever talked.
So right, it is.
She's a gold digger. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a gold digger.
He hating. That's all it is. He hating.
We're having a great conversation.
We are.
Yes.
So for me, I'm a gold lover at digger. Heart. I'm a nurturer at heart.
Love
you
it.
You understand what I'm
saying?
Love
it. She's so a gold digger.
In order for me to give you all of that, that has to be reciprocated.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You have to see it back.
And what's the reciprocation?
Is what you're saying.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
I mean,
You want to receive the same affectionate or you going to receive money? Because you just said it has to be reciprocated.
That's what I was about to get at, right?
So,
if
I'm showing you affection, I want affection back. Okay. If I'm giving you support, I need support back.
Of course.
If I'm talking to you in a manner where I'm not being disrespectful or I'm not shouting at you, that need to be reciprocated back.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, of course.
And again,
that should be automatic.
What about money?
Again, of course, it, again, that's part of the support.
Now, this is the question.
Part of that support.
Oh, that's the support?
That's the support.
So you take money?
Now, let me ask you this question, right?
But as a man, regardless of what it is, you guys are supposed to provide. You are supposed to protect. Do you understand?
But that's automatic, though.
This is a question.
That's why I'm about to say. Because you're asking for something from a man that doesn't even know to do that.
If he never been taught.
No, what I'm saying is it's about the man you choose.
I'm gonna tell you, every man, I don't care what it is, they see them big ass titties, they just wanna squeeze one. They ain't think about nothing else. I'm being real. She wanna be
not like, but
put him on the table one time and everybody get a squeeze. Hey, you first, I was like, you start off.
Long as you say okay.
That is what I'm saying.
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
The fucking disrespect.
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
All right. Before I do that, y'all got to lay y'all dicks out. How about that?
Okay, my
dude. Are you ready
for this? Lay it out. He talks about me and my breath. Y'all know how to move right quick.
You got to take it out. Y'all got to move right quick. You got to take it out. I'm going to take the titties out.
I would take the motherfucker back. Look, this nigga. I'm like, I can't. I would beat him on the table.
You hear me?
I can't die.
Take the lead, hit man.
No, I'm just messing with her. You just gotta understand what I understand what she's saying pretty much. She has more quality and more ethics about herself than the ordinary female that comes from Miami. Because the bitch from Miami, he go $100.
What?
Nigga, where we going? Where you there?
Don't stop.
Oh, you got some weed? Drink? It's a different standard. You on a different level of standard.
Right.
And that's a good thing. I'm glad you like that. But still put the titties.
We're going to come back. I really want to put that on a segment, though. I want to put that on a segment we was just talking about, because that was some real shit. Hold on. Yeah.
Take the thing down.
Okay, so check, right? All right, one time, right quick, man. Are we going back into the mix real quick? Or we want to talk about that? Okay, Bob, so here we go. Okay, so you were saying basically, like, you know what I'm saying, for the affection that they give and all that stuff and all that good stuff about foreign girls. Now, the thing is, like, I was getting that, right? I'm going to bust to you right quick. The thing is, these women abroad, right, don't have to be asked to do these things. And the thing is, I'm talking about with the nurturing and all that stuff. You see the thing that men love and about women?
They love the smile.
They love the...
That's islander.
But why does it have to be an islander? It should be a woman, period.
Why do a man
have
to force a female to do that?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to sit here and tell you. If somebody likes you...
And you just don't know they don't like you, that's your bad. Because you probably lost the best man ever in your life because of the fact you didn't give... I'm talking about a nigga you want to trick with.
Right.
I'm talking about a nigga that say, I'm digging you. I'm ready to be a part of your life, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Why do we have to go through a fight to do that? That's what I mean.
It's not a fight. Again, like I said, he has to know how to speak to the person, right? Like, depending on who depending on the person he is, he needs to know the woman that he's either trying to talk to, trying to deal with, and realize or know.
Regardless
of what it is, you have to know how to talk to people.
This is what I get from what you just said, right? All right, so... In order to talk to certain women, you have to reach a certain requirements. As in, you got to reach certain standards in order for her to even let you talk to her.
No, but it's vice versa. Because, honestly, I had a conversation with this one guy, right? He came up to me and he was like, oh, I want to fuck or whatever the case is. Like, for one, you don't even know me, right?
Does he have to?
I always ask that question.
Why do y'all say that?
Listen, I'm gonna sit here and tell you like this.
That's the gimmick.
Let me tell you. When women see a man, they automatically know whether or not they gonna fuck that man right then.
So why do you need us to say, do we know you?
Because If we see you, yeah, granted, we may want to fuck you right then and there. But then, depending on what it is that you say out your mouth and how you say certain things and how you treat other people around or whatever, then that feeling goes away, right? It goes away.
You don't find that weird?
I do not. I do not. Why? Because I am a female. Now, my thing is, if I didn't look the way that I looked, if my hair wasn't always done, if my nails wasn't always done, if my, you know what I mean? If I didn't have on makeup, my lashes wasn't done, I didn't look a certain way, would y'all even look my way?
Yes.
You a lie.
Ha! I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell you why.
Look.
Y'all got a challenge right now that's out right now that's proving what you say is bullshit.
Right.
What does the challenge show you? Come on, talk to me.
The busted.
Yes. What does that show you? It shows you that a nigga will take a girl. It don't matter if she's fucking.
No. That's not
what you mean. What you mean? Because I'll fuck the girl. In the awkward stage, in before makeup and shit, and then when she goes into makeup and shit, she looks even better. So the thing that shows me that is that it doesn't matter about makeup and shit. It's what I see naturally.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what y'all don't understand.
One day you're going to take all that off. You're going to be in the room and you walk
that's
in.
That's what y'all don't understand.
But
you see, by you saying that, I'm going to tell you something. It shows your insecurity already. Because you should. No. Listen why I say that. Listen why I say it. I'm not saying you're insecure.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me twisted.
Okay, no.
But I'm saying it's just a general. Like all women are like that.
Why? Because why? The reason why you're not going to see me like that is because I like to keep myself at a certain way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Understandable.
Like, we need to keep ourselves, like, uphold our image.
Right. But
we
then
want to look good.
Here's a great part, right? What's the purpose? What's the
wait?
Hold on, hey man, let me hit it with this. Let me hit it with this.
I don't. I barely wear makeup.
What is the purpose? What is the purpose of dolling yourself up if your attitude doesn't match the looks?
But listen, I can't speak on them.
Right, but you hear what I'm saying, all right? Like, why would a woman go through all that shit?
To doll herself up? Because she knows.
But
she
then to have an attitude.
Because she knows.
That will determine.
Good.
But that's the opposite of what you want. Because. Why are you outside?
Is it?
Yes.
Because we want.
It's about interaction.
Because we want other people to see, and we want other people to know. Like, yes, bitch, I look good.
Do you want other people to know that?
Man, yeah. That note,
don't they know that every day when they see you?
And that no spinning shit, man.
No. But to go back to what you were saying, honestly.
Go back to what we're going to cut music
real
on.
Real quick. But to go back to what you were saying, mm-hmm. right? Men, there are certain men that we do cater to. There are certain men that we cater to.
Yeah, guys.
But some of them, they don't realize it. So, and I say that because at one point in time, I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I did everything. I would wake up early in the morning before he had this. Shush. Before he had to go to work, I would put out his shoes. I would make sure his socks was in his shoes. I'd iron his shirt. I'd iron his pants. I'd make sure breakfast was done. Okay, I made sure that his lunch was done.
Let's call that A1 treatment, right?
And that was A1 fucking treatment.
Can I ask you this?
But I will say that it was not. I did all of that for the wrong person.
Well, okay, that's why I was coming at. Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. Now, what was his requirements? One, who was he as a person? Why did he fit that description for
because
you to give him that?
Because he was my husband.
No. What was he?
You asked because of the fact that he was my husband and I was married to him and I loved him and I had to cater to him. Why? Because he was my husband. It wasn't because
did he work?
It was something that I was supposed to do. It's not because I was supposed to.
What was he? What attracted you to him? How about that? What attracted you to him? Who was he before your marriage?
Before our marriage, he was someone who I thought was a provider. He was someone who I thought was supportive. He was someone who I thought would take care of me and my child and make sure that we were straight. So if,
okay, again, so you already had a child before you met him?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, cool, exactly. cool.
So I saw him as a husband. I saw him as a provider.
That's was he an average guy? Let me give you a more direct question.
If you look over here, he'll
me
still
as
be there.
A wife,
I'm pretty sure a wife would do that.
I'm talking about
I did what I was supposed to do. And when I see that man got busy every day.
Let me ask you this.
Every day.
I know you're a freak.
I'm going to ask you.
Because that's what he
I'm going to ask you a direct question, right?
Up?
Okay. Damn. Was he an average cat or was he a street cat?
He was a street cat.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
He was a street
cat. Here we go. Hey,
but no. At that time, he wasn't in the streets like that.
Natasha.
He wasn't in the streets like that.
But he was a street cat.
But he was a street. Yeah.
He had the persona.
Exactly.
Like, you look at him and be like, that's thug.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so boom. Okay, so here we go.
I'm finna get on one knee. Would you marry me?
No, you might have to do more than that.
I'm doing all this. You just. Fuck
that shit. Listen, all right, so let me get back to this. Right,
she just said provider. So, and I heard everything.
But you have to show that first.
Yeah,
because
you told me you going to do all that for me.
But what made you feel like he was. Did you know him prior,
before y'all got
Did you know him as a person, like he was cool people's? Bro, or did you meet him as.
Let me tell you something.
What's up?
You a different person when y'all in the same household.
Right.
I done that many times. Mm-hmm. We friendly as hell when she in her own house and I'm in my own house.
Right.
Right.
We get in the house together. She might not like the way you leave the toothpaste at. You left the toothpaste?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you left this on the ground? And you were like.
I went through that shit with my girlfriend's mama.
You need to calm the fuck
She used
down.
To get mad. She was
She used to get mad
that thing used to wake up early in the morning, dog, and just piss and forget to flush the toilet, like, on some G shit, like, little shit like that.
And that ain't like, little.
Who house it is?
It was mama house. Sorry, that ain't little.
I'm flushing in the morning. It's just, I'm asleep.
No.
I'm asleep. It's middle of night shit.
And you damn near halfway asleep. It should just be your reflex. Just to go and flush the damn toilet.
But see, I'm mad about that.
No, ain't nobody bad.
I'm mad I ain't get on my knee.
Ain't nobody mad about that. But what I'm saying is, I'm glad you said it
because now I can get on my knee.
It's okay. You ain't got to.
Okay, but I wanted to talk some real shit though here, man. On some G, you know what I'm saying? Now she was saying the thug guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Attracted her at that moment in time, right?
The thing about it is,
could it been an average cat at the same time that would attract all that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, because
was there average guys that was in the league at the same time at the time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So as a female.
That nigga wooed you.
Right. So it was one particular person that I actually wanted that relationship with. There was one person that I really wanted that relationship with.
Hey,
and he didn't want to provide it. So I said, okay, here you have someone else who's willing to do those things that I need or that I want.
That nigga wooed you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Say, baby.
So, yeah. So regardless of what it is. And
The reason why I asked, I was asking because... I want to know, is it automatic for a black woman to run to a Pookie and a Ray Ray first?
No, it's not.
And give them
not.
Everything, you know, and then when Pookie and Ray Ray fuck them over, the good guy don't get none of that good shit.
Tell you real quick.
That's what I was getting at.
Before I met my ex-husband, the guy that I was dealing with at that time, but this is good shit, trust me. We got to get to the boogie. We will. After this.
Man, that man finna talk to you and cuss your ass out some more. This girl is shot fucking crazy.
No, but I'm going to tell you
like
real quick.
We can do this. We can do some of this on my show, too, man.
Before I married my ex-husband.
You go to yourself
this is why I don't ever talk, because of him.
That's why you suck a dick while a nigga waking up.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm supposed to do. Like, that ain't nothing.
Hey, she waking nigga up with a nigga. Because
that's what I was supposed to do.
I'm just fucking with you. Know,
Good wife.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's what I
believe
you
is on honest tip. And it's all like, oh, God. I can believe you could be the perfect woman on honest tip. Because I done been around your kids. I done been around, you know, your little sanctuary and see how you talk and how you hold your standards. And who you are, and still be freaky as you are. Mm. Because it ain't about just being a freak. I'm just being real. It's this fine. Girl is a super freak.
Oh, my God.
But she still got qualities by herself. She can be on this tape right now and get everybody in while we're in this bitch.
Hey, so everyone listen out there.
No, but she's a good woman.
I'm a freak? I don't know.
I believe she's a good woman. I ain't going to lie. Honest talk on
it. You can feel it.
Everything, love. I think she's a good woman, and she will make somebody a good wife. You know what I'm saying? On that last note,
I know
you the real one. On real talk, but I like the jokes. So
no, I know.
My shit always in the joke mode because I love to laugh because I don't want to see myself.
Life
crying.
Is short.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see myself, man, misery. Because misery love company, it can destroy you. People died off strokes off that. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I know for a fact you're a good woman. And so you didn't have to explain yourself so hard.
No,
you can back
not.
Off just a little bit. Because you is defending yourself like a motherfucker. You is defending. Motherfucker.
Right.
She going to say motherfucker.
Yeah, I asked some good questions, though.
She is fighting you right now.
Is it?
No.
Listen to me.
No, I'm not
this girl do
see,
not.
That's the problem.
Everybody knows she do not
that's
talk this
problem.
Wrong.
No, you
she
think never. That I'm fighting. I'm not
let
fighting.
Me tell you.
I'm not saying fight like that. I'm talking about
argument? No.
Hey, your chest already sticking out. You sticking them bitches out more.
You know, when it comes to me though, like I'm a real good interviewer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you
like,
just interview the shit out of her.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I pull it out of people. Like, real talk. Like, you know, when it comes down to talking and shit, that's why I tell you, T fuck with me on the interview and shit. But the thing is though, I feel like when you in conversation, especially when it comes to this radio, you really want to get into depth.
You
with the person that you talk with, you know what I'm saying? So it could be more interactive, you know what I mean?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And you get to know the person.
I understand all that. Back to the boogie. Hey, go ahead and play something, Ryan.
Straight like that.
Come on.
Hit me.
Come on,
Ryan. Yeah, that's good.
When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day. When the war is won.
No man, no weapons.
How was your day on Friday? Like, in the afternoon for my show, it's like from 3 to 6.
Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited.
Okay. Because I wanted, because that's what's
down. Why Rosa sat on the bus? That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we running and man up.
Check,
yeah. Stay down and we stand up.
Yeah,
shots be on the ground.
What
the
we was talking about is real popular right now on Facebook and YouTube. We could talk about a black man's perspective and a black woman's perspective. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we could talk some stuff that could really bring men and women together. You know what I'm saying?
Send me a text, I got a lot of people. hot face rooms around me like cancer. Dream, keep a second hand off the coast, but only 2 weeks, not just worse. Plus I'm getting killed by this chimp in his jacket from Ottawa. Stabbing niggas, laughing shit, a clown, don't talk to me like that. Niggas do it, of course, living day by day, and you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I better to begin. Another chance to get further away from what I did will I ever forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate this shit. Because if I had a window to the ease away, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for my soul.
Get your soul food. Well, your fashion soul.
Set 879.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, over with the stove line. Turn the drop and chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this cold niggas. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pork with red dot between two pieces of bread. Sour look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut it up, but my stomach come before six. A house full of hoes. No, what's the ingredient? Spaghetti plus a monthly flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Darden, fuck Marshall Claw. Hanging us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Change it by the day, I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Linux from the outside with the stale. No money to go inside, Jamaica and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beats from my Jeep. As I speak, what's up from the drop?
A heap of help with the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, the collard greens too big for my jeans. Most people want me to see it, the cold of ice. Ain't never had a lot of life before the little that I got. Right now,
smoking a fast spliff in a brand new Benz, no ID on the track. Let the story begin. Begin. Yeah. Looking in the mirror, but I don't see much. Still running the streets, so I don't sleep much. Watching the snakes so they don't creep up. But the way I'm getting this money, niggas can't keep up. You niggas can't keep up. Niggas got beef, but it can't be much. I'm still walking through the crowds like I can't be touched. Top back all black, Gretzky puck. Ice skate a little later, might let me fuck. Yeah, she might let me fuck. Last night I cried tears of joy. What did I do to deserve this? Fuck around on my wrist a year ago, I didn't even know the bitches exist.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. It's another good episode. Trap is back. Weekly Trap episode, man. You already know what it is. We live, Strong On Radio. You know what time it is, man. We're going to be back next week. Strong Good. Anchor Mondays. You know what time it is, man. We live, baby. Let's go.